Well, hello, everyone. I am opening up this week's inbox with another question from one of you. Thank you for submitting it. And a new voice in the crowd here. I have got Caitlin with me. Caitlin, welcome.
Thank you.
You are part of our Focus Leadership Institute, the staff here. And so you will definitely have good insight for weighing in on this one, I think. This will be very helpful to our listeners. So let me go ahead and read the question and I'll let you take a stab at it. Okay, this person says, I recently graduated from college and decided to move to California to where my parents live. I love it, but what do I do about how much I miss my friends and home in Oklahoma? How do I live across the country but still be invested in their lives?
First thing that comes to mind is just, you know, thanking the Lord for those friendships, because what a blessing they sound like they have been in your life. And the other things, three things really come to mind. First of all, how grateful we are for the time that we live in, where we can easily keep in contact with people, you know, over the internet, Facebook, so many other social media. Skype is one of my favorite because I can still get that face-to-face feeling to it. So even texting and phone, even if you're not a phone person, snail mail, there's so many different ways of little things that you can do. The other piece to it, I think, is being very intentional. It's a different kind of intentionality than when you were with them, where it was easy to get together. You're going to have to go out of your way to pick up the phone and call, you know, send a text. But it's still important to have that intentionality. And the other thing is, be willing to share the big stuff. Ask about the big stuff. You know, get to the heart of it. That's what built your friendships to begin with. Don't, you know, think just because you're not with them in the room that you can't talk about that. Ask what you can pray about for that person. That's been a huge one that I've seen for people, of just, you know, sending a quick text and saying, hey, what can I pray about for you today? And then actually praying about it, you're still sharing that daily walk and the stuff that's going on, the important things. And the other thing that comes to mind is a quote that a friend of mine gave me from Jim Elliot that says, wherever you are, be all there. And so, you know, the Lord has you in a time and the season back home. So, you know, pour into that, you know, find out what the Lord wants for you there while still being intentional with the friends back home.
Yeah, I think that's good and so helpful, because I think a lot of times we're so desperate to cling onto what was that we're unwilling to look at the new opportunities that we have. And I know in my life, as I have transitioned to different places across the country, it's been hard, and you feel like you're losing those friends and you want to cling onto that so tightly. But the fact is that relationships have seasons and have ebbs and flows, and we have to recognize that, you know, you probably will be able to stay in touch with these folks on some level, but maybe it won't be the same as it was before. And now you have an opportunity to invest in new people. And maybe those old folks are going to come around again, you know, at some point again as well. And so I think we often think, you know, it's the time is here or now, and we're desperately trying to keep what we had and fearful of going ahead to what may be. And so I think those are good insights on that front. So very good thoughts. And hopefully this person will recognize, you know, again, that, you know, this is a season and it's an opportunity to, like you said, really take advantage of technology, take advantage of just the little things that can be done and the big things that can be done. And hopefully she'll get some encouragement from that. So you were recently actually moved here as well. So you probably are in this season of
figuring out what it looks like to keep a hold of those relationships and dive into what the Lord has for me now.
Good. All right. Well, hopefully this listener will do that as well, and we'll be able to benefit from this. Thank you so much, Caitlin, for weighing in on that. Okay, that is it, everyone, for this week's show. We want to hear from you. Write to us at editor@boundless.org so we can answer your question in the future. And hopefully you will do your best to maintain your friendships on whatever level that God has given them to you for this season. So do it and let us know how it goes. That is it for this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.